Hello, saddies and baddies. I feel like you can be sad and bad at the same time, though. Honestly, I just finished meditating and I feel amazing. It is currently 9:35 at night. I worked all day, which is why I'm just now getting around. I realize I really, really, really do like making podcasts. I really love hearing myself talk. And I don't mind admitting that. I really don't. I love to hear myself talk. Maybe not the sound of my own voice so much, but I do think this is helping me process things, and I look forward to it, me taking out this time to myself and just being able to come to, I told one of my friends, I was like, she was like, how do you deal with stress? And I was like, I just like record myself talking. She was like, you just recorded? I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I definitely omitted the truth by not telling her that I started a podcast, but she'll be okay. She'll be fine. She's breathing. She's breathing before I made this podcast. She's breathing after. Honestly, if this ever becomes anything, I'll definitely tell her. But I had an amazing day. I got on here yesterday and I was saying how I was sad about not having enough money to pay my rent. You guys know I work at a restaurant. You should by now. But if you ever worked in a restaurant, if you are poor, you literally can just pick up a shift and work like a slave and make enough money to pay your rent. Like, it's doable. So I was off today and I picked up a double because I need to pay rent, and I have like little trip I'm going to see my friend coming up, and I need money. I need to pay my rent. I need to be well off to where I can afford to have fun on my trip. And this is all coming up like it's the third. Yeah, rent's late in 2 days, even though I made enough to pay my rent. Ooh, 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 ooh. And I completely forgot what. Oh, and it's the third and we're going on the seventh. So that's like 4 days away. So you see where, and that's only 2 days after rent is technically due. So that's why I need to make a lot of money. I want to enjoy my life before it ends, because every time I turn on the TV, it always seems like the end of the world. And I am, honestly, I'm starting to feel, coronavirus is so hard because I feel like I don't want to go out, but I also, if I am gonna, you know, croak from COVID, I would want it to have enjoyed myself. But I am starting to feel a little guilty about going out, and I'm a very extroverted person. Like, I thrive off human interaction. Even, you know, that has its downfalls though, because sometimes you'll want to stay at home and you'll feel drained unless you're around people. I don't know. But anywho, I worked all day today. I picked up a shift this morning, and then while I was working, I texted a person I work with and I was like, hey, can I have your shift tonight? Like, do you want off? And they were like, yes, because duh, who would want to labor if they don't have to? And I picked up his shift, but the person who was working with me, my friend who I actually told, who asked me, do you just record yourself? And yeah, her, we were together. We're working together, and I was doing like our restaurant has carry out food, and I was doing, like, which these types of shifts, you usually make a little less money, like, if you were, than if you were actually, like, waiting tables. People still tip, and we just all split it. So, whereas you could leave, normally with, like, $60, you might leave with, like, $30. And that sucks. But it's a lot less work. It is, like, team effort, and it's, like, it's a lot more chill. And usually, I get fed, because I ask for food. But, the person I was working with, my friend, who asked me the question, was working also another shift tonight, and she was able to get cut so she could, like, you know, relax, get a little break, eat before she had to come back on at 4, and I didn't have to be back on until 5, so I stayed until 4, until the other people came in to replace me, people I would be part of, because I was working carry out tonight as well. I completely forgot what I was gonna say. Sorry for the brief intermission. One thing you guys always can count on from me is, like, I am gonna be honest. I listened to that recording because I forgot everything that I just said and got to the end and I still couldn't even remember what I was gonna say, which means the story I was telling is too long and I just need to get to the point. Anywho, worked this morning, picked up a shift, my friend was leaving. She left an hour before me because I came in later and I got a little break too and a free meal. She left to go get her to be on her break or whatever, and I was there, the only person by myself doing this little carry out, so I wouldn't have to, like, no longer split the tips because I was the only person working. And I went to take this man his food, and he was just so nice, and this man tipped me $150. I literally was just, as you can see, I definitely like to talk, and I always talk to my guests, and I do get very personal with them. Like, I feel like I definitely appropriately overshare, like, it's never anything too bad. But I was just like, this man gave me $10, and I was just like, thank you so much. Like, I think, like, this means so much. I was like, I'm in here working so much because he was just asking how I was, and I was like, working a lot because I haven't paid rent yet. And this, just saying that because that's the honest truth and all I could ever think to say. This man was like, oh no. I was like, it's okay. Like, and he goes, here, and he gives me $100. And then I didn't even see, but he had also tipped me $50 on top of that. So he literally paid, I don't even have to, I picked up all these extra shifts, but now I don't even have to. Like, I made enough money to pay my rent all in one day. That's important. That doesn't happen. I'm leaving on this trip, and I work every day up until the day I leave. So I work 4 more days in a row, and I was worried I couldn't even pay rent, let alone, like, have money to go have fun at my friend's. And I really need to go see her. When I miss her, she's going through it. My other friend who I'm going with, the one who left and worked with me today, she's been going through it. Like, everybody's just, I've started this podcast literally, I think a week ago, because I was going through it. And yeah, I just feel like I need a break. And I feel like, honestly, like, I am very much, I shouldn't call it oversharing when I talk to the people that I serve, but maybe just, I don't mind letting people know that I'm vulnerable. Like, I feel like some people be like, oh, that's embarrassing, you know, like, you told them you couldn't pay your rent, but that's the truth. Like, you know, and that works out sometimes. I feel like there's so many benefits to being vulnerable. Just past things like that, you make amazing connections when you're able to be like vulnerable, and I think a lot of people nowadays do struggle with being vulnerable. I think people always want to be right. But why? I always think, like, when it's all said and done, like, will it matter? My friend texted me the other day, and she asked me to, she misspelled something. And she was like, I was like, oh, yeah. She was asking me to pick her up something. I was like, she's like, oh, did you understand what I meant? I said, yeah, I knew what you meant. And she was like, oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, if you know what somebody means and you correct them, I do want you to just know that that is not getting you anywhere. And you are just being an asshole. You knew. You knew what they meant. Give people the benefit of the doubt. But I don't know. I had an amazing day. And I feel like my faith has been restored. Not that it went anywhere to begin with, but just like in humanity, that man really made my day, and he was very nice. I hope he comes back in the restaurant. A lot of people were like, I've been doing my manifestations. I've been praying. I've been meditating. I've been worried about me. And you know what? That's the main thing you can do in life. You can't mess up if you're worried about yourself. I'm not saying don't worry about other people too. Like, they could hurt you or need you. But, you know, for the most part, stay in your lane. But yeah. My friends, the friend I'm going to see, she just ended a relationship. I do. And I know how that feels like, because I had a relationship in recently. And, well, I guess you can call a situationship. It ain't really even, yeah, we don't talk about it. We're going forward. But she just had, like, things with her man. We were together for a while. And honestly, it was, like, probably kind of, like, a healthy breakup. Like, she just realized some things, like, that they were just two different people. And I feel like those kind of breakups in their own way are kind of harder than, like, when the person cheats on you. Because it's like, okay, I got a reason to be mad and leave them alone. And anytime I want to feel like I want to get back together with them, I can remember what they did to me and I'll be fine. Like, it's, you know, but with situations where it's just, like, we're not alike enough, or it's like, you know, you have love for that person, but you're not in love with that person. I don't know, but my friend is, like, super amazing. I'm super excited to see her. She's super badass. She will yell at you. I'll yell at you too. I'll yell at any person. So don't try it. But she's just, like, super cool. Yeah, I really do also think for people who are feeling very anxious, I know I've been talking about this a lot, but I do think meditation is beneficial. I think it's benefiting me. I think it's helping me keep a grip on what is important in life. And also, just taking this time out for myself feels so amazing. Like, I've been working a lot recently, and, like, I got invited out tonight, and I said no. Me. Miss is never home. Miss either at work or at a friend house. Said no to somebody. I love going out. I need to go out. But I'm proud of myself, because I was like, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to relax before work tomorrow. And just have some me time. I'm going to record my podcast. And I'm proud. Like, I think a big part of, like, also growing up is, like, getting over FOMO. Or getting over feeling like you have to be there. Like, I understand people may want me somewhere, but I know it's, like, not the end of our friendship if I don't go somewhere one time, you know? And I don't think FOMO is real. I think people are just bored and they want to go out too. And they're upset they didn't get invited. Because I don't know. Sometimes I don't remember people and I don't invite everybody out. But it's okay. Or I want like one-on-one time with one person. But I don't know. I don't know what I just said. I said a whole lot. So I think I'm going to keep this episode pretty brief. And I usually point out things that I'm sad about or things that I'm, you know, stressing about. So I think I learned from my meditation. I've been watching the meditation guide on Netflix. I've mentioned it in another episode. So I'm watching those and they really are helping, like, change the mindset. A lot of stuff I thought anyways, like, but it's just like confirming that, you know, focusing on certain things and letting things be how they are is beneficial. So one thing that I learned was like about things that we should be appreciative of, or like, and I need to start saying that, like, you know, I'm appreciative of my job. I'm very appreciative of my, even though it may not be the best job, I'm very appreciative of somewhere to like live. I have people that love me. Like, that stuff is important, but like, you know, yeah. So if you haven't said something you're thankful for today, do it, even if it's nothing. But if you're listening to this, which somebody was listening. I looked at my analytics. Not me having one fan. You're listening. I hope you have a good day. A good night. A good whatever. I hope you, you know, send you happy girl vibes.